I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Okay, welcome to Friday's podcast.
A very sad one today, Scott. So if you have lost a pet.
Tears in the show.
If you have lost a pet, this one's for you. We do something special because Sarah's beloved pet has gone the way of
the Rainbow Bridge.
The Rainbow Bridge. That's right.
That's in today's show.
Those Two Girls.
Ooh. Happy Friday. Another week. Another dollar.
Yes. Which means this is the last show you need to listen to us for this week. And it's the weekend.
Sarah, I don't know. I don't love how self-deprecating you are about us collectively. Do it on your own terms. Don't throw me in there.
You know what? I don't like this negativity from you. You just sound angry.
I am angry.
And I think your body is trying to tell you that you have too much angst and madness.
Listen, you would be angry too if you went to your dental appointment. You know, I'm very, very regular with my dental appointments, Sarah. I go 6 monthly.
What do you want, a medal? Good on you.
Listen,
that's covered by your private health.
Hear me out. Unfortunately, time got away from me and I thought I'd been 6 monthly, but I'd pushed out my appointment by 6 months. So it turns out that I hadn't been in a year.
Okay, that's also because you hate the dentist. You really don't like people putting things in your mouth.
I love my dentist, but I don't like... I am scared of the dentist. Yeah. Anyway, I sat in the chair and do you know what they told me? They said, Liz, you have cracked 3 of your back teeth from stress. They said, what is going on that you are so angry that you are clenching your jaw so tightly that you have cracked in the space of 10 months. Cracked. You have cracked
your
3
molars.
Teeth. Sarah, they need to fit me with a mouth guard.
I mean,
what is that sound? Why are you playing crickets?
Sorry, is this story still going?
Listen, you guys want me to talk about bloody teeth.
Scott,
do you know what?
She
you
wants
pay
to know
for
why,
it.
Why she's angry.
You pay for my teeth. You guys are the reason that I clench my jaw so tightly. It's not... And that bloody music every time. Okay? I'm gonna sue you. Okay?
For molar glue.
Do you know?
I mean, do you know how beautiful
guard?
You will look with a mouth guard lying in bed, and your husband will roll over and look at you with your earplugs in and your socks on and your eye mask, and now your jaw's going to be distended with a massive mouth guard because you're such an angry
it's
woman.
It's those two girls in Liz and Sarah.
Earlier this week, my week started in a way that I didn't expect. And we had some very sad happenings within our family. And that was that one of our pet cats had to be put to sleep as he had kidney failure. Very unexpected. It was really sad. And obviously telling my girls was very hard because it's the first pet that they've lost.
But you had to make the decision all on your own.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I was obviously calling my husband Wills, but yeah, I was the one there. So it was a really sad day. And I can finally talk about it without shedding a tear.
Yeah.
I'm okay. And on that day, Liz, you were being an absolute doll because you were checking in, asking how things were going. And then when I told you that Jack had been put to sleep, you were trying to cheer me up and you were sending me funny memories,
right.
Funny photos of the two of us. And it was working. It
Not
really was.
Not of you
was.
And the cat, just no, of you and
no,
I.
No, no. Because if anything makes me laugh and pulls me out of an emotional slump, it's looking at Lisa's face. Anyway, and then you said, hang on, before you tell the girls, I've got a beautiful
poem,
a piece of prose that I think will help them through.
That's right. That's
and,
right. Now,
and now I think this is quite possibly the worst thing you could have done because
Sarah,
even thinking about it.
I was trying to tap into the very, very small emotional part of my brain and I thought, what does somebody need? They need words of reassurance and beautiful words about pets crossing over. And I remembered a poem that my dad relies heavily on whenever one of his animals passes over. And it's a poem called Crossing the Rainbow Bridge.
And I thought, I read it.
Well, it's a beautiful piece for children to understand that their pets aren't gone forever.
But
they go to a special place.
You say you're not emotional, but I don't even think you can get through this, Lise, without crying. So,
well, so what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
I'm going to start and see how far I get.
You want us to read this on air?
And then you're going to play pass the baton.
Are we reading this on air to see how far?
Okay. Yep. If you're emotionally impacted by animals and you're driving, just pull over.
But know that this is a beautiful piece. Okay.
Yes.
I think I can do it.
Okay.
I think you can't do it because it's raw for you.
Okay. But I reckon. Is Sarah starting?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Are you starting, Sarah?
Yeah.
Don't.
Oh, God. Just this side of heaven is a place called the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, God. She's already started.
When an animal dies that's been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to the Rainbow Bridge. Oh, God. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There is plenty of food and water and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. And all the animals who have been ill and old are restored to health and vigour.
Yes, they are.
And those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again. Just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by.
She's gone.
Take over.
Okay, I can do this. The animals are happy and content except for one small thing. Oh, God. They each miss someone very special to them. Who had to be left behind. Damn you, Rainbow Bridge. They all run and play together. But the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are intent. His eager body quivers. Suddenly, he begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. You have been spotted. And when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together. In joyous reunion, never to be parted again.
Scott,
hold on.
Scott, have you got this? Can you take us to the
end? Sarah, there are waters running down your face.
Rivers.
Scott, can you
running,
take over?
Where are we up to?
The happy kisses?
The happy kisses run upon your face. Your hands again caress the beloved head. And you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet.
Oh.
So long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. You cross the Rainbow Bridge together.
Together. Oh, the Scott's crying too.
Why do we do that?
Because it's then so you just beautiful. Think of every single, that makes you think of not you only know, the pet that's gone, but every single pet you've had in your life, God. And they're waiting for you in heaven.
You know the bit that kills me, it's you have been spotted.
You've been spotted.
They see you. They see you and they've missed you so much. And you've missed them so much.
I mean, it's the worst. And I'm just thinking of little Jack is waiting for us up there. And I obviously did not read that to the children at all.
Why not?
I just told them about pet heaven. I couldn't go through the Rainbow Bridge with them. Look at the three of us. We're grown-ups. Good grief.
Do you know the absolute best part of this is? Listening to this, barely 2 metres from us, is Aaron, our producer, who could not look more bored. Who can't
he
work
is
out.
A robot.
Why is he still eating chips?
You know what?
Get us tissues.
We're going to put this on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. And I'm telling you, this is my dad is 70 years old, guys.
I mean, it is
and
beautiful.
He still relies on this.
But I don't know.
Aaron's telling us to finish talking. God. He's telling us to go to a song.
Oh,
I hope it's somewhere over the rainbow.
Those two girls.
Wheel of News.
Lise and I trawl the World Wide Web every morning at from 3 to 4 a.m. trying to bring you the best of the best. And there's a lot that just makes the, well, it doesn't make the cut.
It doesn't make the cut. Our producers say that's not good enough, girls. But we keep those little news stories. We mm-hmm. ferret them away mm-hmm. and we pop them on the wheel of news that Sarah's about to spin.
And once a week, they give us a chance to feature one of the stories
right.
that got dropped. Okay.
What's on that bloody wheel?
UFO hunter dies without ever seeing a flying saucer.
Devastation.
Woman's excessive toilet roll use criticised. Why every cyclist needs a pool noodle.
Oh.
Tuk-tuk world record man over the moon.
Over she the moon, can never definitely. Read her writing. Writing.
And there's finally a request here, if it lands on it, to read Crossing the Rainbow Bridge again.
No, that's a joke. That's a spin.
What's it going to land
that was
on?
That was a very efficient spin. It's on woman's excessive toilet roll use criticised.
Please, deep dive.
All right, Uno Memento. Okay. The question has been raised. How many rolls of toilet paper do you use in 1 week?
Is that a rhetorical question or do you want me to tell you?
Well, I'll get to it because a lady has said her household of three people goes through 7 to 9 rolls a week.
That's too much.
That is way too much, isn't it? She's saying there's 3 adults in her house, 2 male, 1 female. She buys a pack of 9 a week and they're using 90% of it.
That's up to 2 to 3 rolls per person per week.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right. Too much.
I mean, tell me about your family.
There's four of us.
Yeah,
for
3
starters.
Boys and you.
I think we'd be around the 3 rolls a week, 3
yeah.
to 4.
We're definitely the same.
Okay.
The same.
So that isn't excessive. We are criticizing her.
Yes. I mean, is that a news story?
I
don't think so. I can sort of sometimes I get a little inkling as to why they don't make the main wheel of news that we have every week. Scott, round us out here. How many toot rolls do you use a week?
I reckon 1 if I'm lucky.
I would have liked to hear about the tuk tuk.
I thought it was actually called tuk tuk, and you corrected me.
Yeah, I wanted to hear about the.
Where
UFO
do you get
hunter?
On a tuk tuk?
Okay.
In Thailand.
Please, we spend a lot of time together and sometimes you do rub off on me. I'll find myself following your lead. And recently you have become, well, I'd go so far as to say an environmental crusader.
Yes.
So you went to 1 lecture.
Yes.
And you have been
I've implemented
a
stuff
warrior.
Immediately.
You've been making changes that go just beyond a permanent coffee cup of your own.
Well, I've done the permanent coffee cup. I've done the
In fact, you know what? Let's play a little bit of what you've said
It's honourable.
It is.
Our planet is dying. Like, it's not. Take your paper.
Okay, hang on. We know you're a massive greenie at the moment.
Laugh it up, but I suggest none of you have children because they will not be able to have children. We'll all be dead. Okay? There you go. No insects, no bees, no bloody orangutans, nothing. That's
no
true. Green.
So, acknowledging climate change,
yeah.
Definitely, and you are trying to make
a
difference.
I'm part of the problem, Sarah.
Absolutely, and this is what I'm realising too, is that it just takes one person. You've got to be responsible for your own footprint in the world. So since you said that last week,
yes.
I've done a detailed analysis.
Of what?
Based on how many of the Earth's resources you are using
you
in your
day-to-day
life.
How would you know that?
Well, I know you very well, and I've answered a survey of questions about your ecological footprint.
You've answered on my behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. Things like how often do you eat animal-based products? I've said very often. I mean, we know you put a wheel of brie in your son's lunchbox every day.
Yes, I know. Well, I'm not claiming to be a vegetarian or a vegan.
Yeah. It says what housing type best describes your home. You mean, I know you've got a house that's made of wood. You've got running water. Okay. I know the size of your home. It's moderately large. I know, you know, how far you travel by car each week. It's about 300
clicks. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Nothing. But what I want you to realise is you need to be better because there's a thing called Earth Overshoot Day. And that was the day you will have used more from nature than our planet can naturally produce in an entire year.
Effectively, what it means is if everybody on the planet lived like Lee's car law, this is the day we will have depleted the Earth's resources.
Okay.
And you know what? That day for you was nearly 3 months ago.
Oh, no insects, no bees, no bloody orangutans, mm-hmm. nothing.
The 28th of February. If everyone lived like you, Lee's, we would need 6.5 Earths.
No insects, no bees, no bloody orangutans, nothing. That's why I've bought the beeswax food covers and the silicon food covers.
That's not enough.
That's why I've done it.
You need to do more. That might drop you down to 6 Earths. What other changes are you going to make apart from ditching the cling wrap?
I've bought thermoses for my children so they're reusable. I also am, I'm thinking that my next vehicle should be electric. We'll all be dead. Okay? Stop it.
All right, you know what, Lise? We think what you are doing is honourable.
Clearly not.
We just wanted to point out, if you go on a rant like this.
No insects, no bees, no bloody orangutans.
You need to be a hell of a lot lower than 6 Earths.
Sarah,
It's a little bit hypocritical, isn't it, Scott?
I only heard that lecture less than 3 weeks ago. So it's too late for me. I know. Just put me in the earth. That's
hang
it.
Hang on.
I know.
Hang on. What? Now you've done a 180.
No,
what?
I know.
What? It's
but
too
I
late
know
for
that
you.
I've corrupted our planet and I am part of that problem. And now I'm trying to make some steps, goddamn you. At least I'm doing it. Here are you guys just using tissues willy-nilly, using baking paper like it's going out of fashion. At least I'm conscious of it now.
Tissues? Have you got a hanky on your person?
I just use my sleeve like a good environmentalist.
Do you know what made us?
I present your point.
Do you know what made us look into this, Liz? It was less than a month ago that you said on this very show.
At least I'm trying.
That you leave the air conditioning on for the dog.
I did not say that.
Yeah, she did.
That
say
was
that.
During her operation.
No, you do that in high
you
summer.
You said it was because it's nice,
and you
when
were annoyed because she kept opening the door and letting the aircon out. Okay.
Guys, my point is that I'm not infallible. I'm not an angel. I'm not a saint. I know that I've got a lot of work to do, but at least I'm making tiny steps. I'm trying my hardest. No insects, no bees, no bloody orangutans, nothing.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one. Just one.
Yeah, if you rate yourself as being able to choose a song by title and artist,
keep going.
I'm getting nervous. No. Just based on a snippet, just one word of a song, then you're going to want to play in the car because you can't call through. It's just Liz and I.
It's a really inclusive game for the people.
Thanks
of Australia.
For clarifying. So the way this works is I'm going to play you one word from a song. You've got to guess the song by title and artist. You can buzz in. If Liz buzzes in, this is how it'll sound. And if Sarah buzzes in. But the key thing is...
You can steal.
If you buzz in and you take your sweet little time getting to an answer,
The other
buzz
person
can be stolen off you. That's
that is my specialty.
That is Liz's specialty.
petty now, song crime.
Right now, Liz is on 6 points to Sarah's measly 3.
Well, she is catching up, though.
So let us see how we go. Song number one in the one-word song game is...
Shower.
And I'm coming on camera.
It wasn't me.
I'm on the shoulder. Red-handed, living with the girl next door.
Shut up. We're both that naked, looking on the something door.
I don't know.
It wasn't me. It wasn't coming on camera. It wasn't me. It wasn't my little song.
Wasn't me. Nelly. Hold on.
It's not Nelly.
It's Usher.
It's not Usher. What is that?
Hold on.
No, we're out. You did the buzzer.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, what is
it? What's the name of that stupid song?
It wasn't me.
Triggered.
Scotty, do you know how to do this job? Because you've just pressed every button for every
other
game.
Guys, if you can do a better job than Scott, call now, 13.
Oh, my God, Scott.
Are you right? Who sang that song? Just tell us.
Hold on.
Why did you press so many buttons?
The whole...
Shaggy.
Okay. Let's go Little... again. Are we going to like... Are we
okay.
Have to go from...
Okay, it was Shaggy. Was it called It Wasn't Me?
What?
Yes, that was it.
Who
okay.
got that?
No one
No
did.
One. Aaron's telling us because you're not looking at your screen.
I can see it.
You're too busy pressing inappropriate, irrelevant buttons.
It wasn't me.
Na, 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 na.
It wasn't me.
She even got it on camera.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes, are you ready?
For song number two.
Okay.
The one word song game. The word is...
Dignify.
Which told me what it was to cry. Natalie
Imbruglia!
Gonna
be the man I adored.
There we go. That's how the game's played.
You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. I don't love him anymore.
What a song. I mean, what a song.
All right, here we go. So here's how this works. It's best of three. Okay. Liz gets this one.
Okay.
It's all over Red Rover.
Okay.
But we got a tiebreaker here just in case.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm so... This is... Oh, my God, guys, this is when I'm clenching my teeth.
Is this why you're breaking your molars?
This is what's breaking my teeth. This bloody game. Go.
The song is...
Yeah. Usher! Usher! Yeah. It's Yeah by Usher. I'm back. I'm so back. Broken teeth and all. It's worth it. It's worth it for the win.
I couldn't even take that off you if I tried.
Oh, my God.
Because you have to have a win with Usher. Usher. And congratulations,
someone
please.
Get me my calming blanket.
And the mouth guard.
And my mouth guard.
You're a beautiful woman. I just want you to know that.
What? Very good.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
I feel like I've done my cardio.
Well, what a way to end the week.
You do. She does get up and get very violent. If it wasn't for the headphones holding her to this desk, she would have done the worm right
there. Can anyone hear Lisa's answer outside of this studio?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because she did stand up.
Our producer's not listening, so he's not answering.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Okay. You just had the one-word song game. I think we need another little bit of
emotional show today.
Have you got your buzzers still working?
Yeah.
There we go.
My heart rate's still elevated. Don't, Sarah. Don't cheat.
What's she doing?
She's covering my buzzer.
See, again, we spoke about this earlier in the show. I think on Tuesday we're talking about... Do I get a text? We're talking about...
Don't read it.
Who's it from?
It's from your boss.
It's from the big boss.
It's from the boss. Hey, buddy, we'll talk about what we're going to do with early breakfast. Okay, cool. Remember earlier in the week we were talking about how Sarah's the kind of person that puts out the idea that she would never do wrong while she's doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that's the covering the buzzer situation. Yep. You know, I regret bringing that up. All right, here we go. One-word song game.
Just press the buzzers in the right order in the podcast that has two listeners as opposed to the show that has several hundred thousand.
Sorry. Yeah. Here's the word that we're looking for. Meaning.
What? Was that it? Is something. You better things are coming my way. Got to lonely days. Gotta keep my people crying. Gotta keep on trying. When you're down, keep on moving on.
Take a good look around.
You know it's not much, but it's okay. It's keep on moving.
By NSYNC. It's not NSYNC. There's guys and there's girls.
Oh, you don't give me NSYNC with that tone.
It's
keep on, get on up when you're down. Keep on moving, don't look around. I know it's not much. No, it's not, but it's okay. Get it moving on anyway.
Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Keep on moving.
It's NSYNC. Keep on moving.
It's not NSYNC, Sarah.
I like that you re-guessed that as if we'd be lying about the first time.
Keep on moving.
It's not NSYNC. It is...
Venga Boys.
No!
It's not Backstreet Boys.
There's girls in it.
It's not New Kids on the Block. Keep on moving. That's a formula. That's a baby formula. Sometimes it feels that life has no meaning,
but I know things will be all right. This is Keep On Moving by the band Five.
Five. Oh, that was like S5. 7.
They'll better hold on and the break of dawn and let's get out of here. It's Friday.
Wait, I'm just going to take a photo of your hair. Do not move a muscle.
Do you...
I need Botox in my jaw now. Why? What's wrong with...
Just giving you guys some content as you like it.
Look at the live. Wait.
posted right now. On the @Lees and Sarah Instagram. You could go see that right now.
So domineering, leering over me.
All right, we're out of here.
Right,
see you guys.
Bye, have a good weekend.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.